And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness. Sometimes I get a good feeling. The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Hi everybody, good morning to you. Welcome to Sunday morning right around the country across the Macquarie Network. We are beaming up the East Coast, Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane, also into Adelaide and Perth, 6PR. Good morning everybody. We have the one phone number to reach us across the next 60 minutes, 131-873. It is Ed Phillips here, standing by with our experts. Lovely to have nutritionist and super healthy chef Zoe Bingley-Pullen by my side.
I have missed you both so much. I'm so happy to be back.
Lovely to have you with us. And of course, pharmacist and medical herbalist to the stars, Gerald Quigley, joins us as always. Hello, GQ.
Good morning, Ed, and welcome, Zoe. It's terrific to see you. That smile is just amazing.
Thank you, darling.
We are doing something nutritious and delicious, of course, with your presence. What is it
going
to be?
We are going to do a little bit of a turmeric hummus qawama. Now, this is an interesting dish. I love it because it's got all those lovely aromatic flavours. It's minced meat on a bed of hummus, bit of pomegranate, fresh mint on top, little pita bread on the side. Yum.
Now, where does this originate? I'm thinking if there's a hummus involved.
It's a hummus. It's a Middle Eastern dish. You can see it. I've actually eaten it when I was in Israel one time. Mm-hmm. So there's little places. Have you tried chicken shawarma before?
I'm sure I have.
So chicken shawarma is sort of a similar style dish, same premise, but this is with mincemeat as well. So it's like lots and lots of flavour. And it's kind of like, it's your run-of-the-mill type. You'd have it for lunch.
Yeah.
A really kind of simple dish, very nourishing, very filling. And if you're not someone who wants to have the mincemeat, I've made this with hummus, and I've also made it with tofu as well, and other beans have worked really well.
And, of course, we know the benefits of turmeric. We're going to be looking at that a little bit later on in our A to Z of vitamins.
We will. There's more, Ed and Zoe. There's more and more and more we're discovering. It plays a role in asthma. We're coming into that time of the year. It plays a role in memory function. There's so many things. You reduce inflammation in your body, and Zoe, how often do we talk about nutritional options to reduce inflammation, and your body thanks you.
We certainly do. My mum's had a stroke, and her neurologist actually asked me to put her on turmeric. So I was very impressed by that.
There we go. All right, plenty to discuss across the course of the hour. We'd love your questions, any ailments, aches, pains, confusion perhaps over some medication or what options you might like to pursue. That number is 131-873. And all our callers today get themselves in the draw to score a $100 gift voucher to go and spend at any Chemist Warehouse store. There's 400 plus of them around the country now, so that could be a nice little pickup on a Sunday morning. Another great initiative from Chemist Warehouse, by the way, teaming up with the Victorian Police. They've launched the Victoria Police Veteran Benefit Card, and we'll have a look at that a bit later on in the show. It's a great initiative, isn't it, Gerald?
Well, it is, and every time you turn the news on, the police cop it left, right and centre, but this is a way of perhaps saying thanks to a very important group in our community who usually don't get it all that good and for all sorts of reasons. So we're offering now, particularly for retired police, just an initiative to support their health and well-being, particularly their mental health and well-being.
Absolutely. We consider the stresses that they accrue over the course of their careers. It's a wonderful initiative. We'll explain that a bit further on. Now, one thing that we get a lot of calls on is people ring you and they say, Gerald, I'm at my wit's end. I can't sleep. My partner says my legs are kicking all over the place. And it's a situation that can have a fairly easy fix, but we need to delve into it a bit more deeply.
Well, and look, it's not really an easy fix, Ed. The stats say 5%. I think it's much more common, and certainly from the calls we get. So we're not talking here about a muscular issue. We're talking about a neurological, a nerve-related issue, whereby you feel, and people describe it, I've got things crawling on my skin, there's nothing there.
Awful.
I've got things crawling inside my calf muscles, nothing there. So this is a condition brought on when you're actually trying to relax. So you could be watching the telly, you could be asleep. So that person lying beside you that you think is actually riding a bike all night, they're just trying they're involuntarily trying to settle this restless legs feeling, restless legs syndrome, RLS, and it'll be terrific that we've got an expert coming on to talk about it.
Yeah, we might take a quick break and jump into it because our expert is standing by. Dr. Mark Buchfuhrer is a leading US expert on this, a renowned restless leg syndrome expert, and indeed also a certified provider at the Foundation's Quality Care Centre at Stanford Uni. So it'd be great to get his thoughts on
very
it.
Impressive.
If that's something that affects you, you'll be interested in that discussion. Any other questions, we welcome them, of course. 131-873 is our number, and all our callers get themselves eligible for that $100 gift voucher from any Chemist Warehouse store. So stay with us across this next 60 minutes. It is your time to tune up and get healthy, to get well, stay well, live well, and look fabulous. It's the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. This week, Swiss vitamins and skincare are half price. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
You can get skin-loving sun protection with the Hawaiian Tropic Silk Hydration Range from Chemist Warehouse. With up to 12 hours moisturisation, the range includes both UVA and UVB SPF 50 plus sun protection. At Chemist Warehouse, the Hawaiian Tropic Silk Hydration Range starts from just $10.49. Of course, always read the label and follow the directions for use. Sunscreen's only one part of sun protection. Prolonged high-risk sun exposure should be avoided, of course. Frequent reapplication or use in accordance with directions is required for effective sun care protection. Chemist Warehouse, great savings for you every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Wonderful to have your company Sunday mornings, as always, here on the House of Wellness. As we mentioned at the top of the show, restless leg syndrome is a neurological disorder. It's characterised by unpleasant sensations through the legs and compelling the need to move your legs, usually experienced when trying to sleep. Now, American research suggests that about 5 or so out of every 100 people will suffer from restless leg syndrome at some stage. And to tell us more, we're joined by expert Dr. Mark Buchfuhrer, a renowned restless leg syndrome expert and certified provider at what is the RLS Foundation Certified Quality Care Center at Stanford Uni in California. Joining us on US time in the afternoon. Nice to have you with us, Dr. Mark.
Yeah, nice to be here. Thank you.
Mark, 5 out of 100 was the stat that just Ed said. Would you say that's a very conservative estimate? Do you think more people actually have restless leg syndrome and probably don't know?
I think that the estimate is on the low side. There's been a few very good population studies done in the United States and 5 European countries that actually had it around 10%.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But like with every disease, a third may have it mild, a third may have it moderate, and a third have it severe.
Mm. Sure. Fair enough.
It's quite interesting. Hello, Dr. Mark. It's Zoe. I'm a nutritionist in Sydney. As a nutritionist, the one thing obviously we're trying to advocate is a very well-balanced diet. And for a lot of women and men, iron deficiency is a problem because we don't have a very balanced diet. A lot of people don't realise that anemia can be one of the causes of restless leg syndrome. Do you think there's other elements that people aren't actually taking into consider when it comes to our nutrition?
You know, the research points mostly to iron, but we have lots of anecdotal reports of patients who take magnesium supplements and do better, and patients who find that high refined carbohydrates may trigger it, and even maybe gluten sensitivities. Those are a little more sporadic. Iron is the one we know the most. And interestingly enough, the most common thing that you can eat or drink that will bother restless legs is alcohol.
Oh, and is that because that's a pro-inflaming food or is it because it has an effect neurologically?
We don't know for sure. It could be because it causes a little more sedation and anything that sedates people can cause more restless legs. But to be honest, it's just unknown. It's just probably one of the most common things you'll hear from restless leg patients.
Mark, I was reading a study recently which suggested that there is a link between non-opioid analgesic use and an increased risk of restless leg syndrome. Medications, can they potentially generally bring restless leg syndrome on?
You know, there's many medications that can trigger restless legs, many of them over-the-counter, many of them prescription. And I would say the majority of both patients and doctors are unaware of this and often give these medications. Typically, it's the sedating antihistamines, which are used as sleeping pills. And, of course, patients who have restless legs have trouble sleeping. And almost all the antidepressants. As far as non-opioid analgesics, only when they're combined with other products, like cold products, do they tend to cause more restless legs, because usually it's with sedating antihistamines.
So how would someone diagnose restless leg syndrome? Because obviously there's also other elements like periodic limb movement, and that can probably be a bit confusing to know the difference between the two. So would someone go and see their GP, their general practitioner, and say, look, I'm feeling that at nighttime, my legs are moving sporadically? Or is there other symptoms they can actually start to look for as well?
You know, it's mostly the symptoms that you discussed when you introduced the topic. The periodic limb movements or leg kicks, which can really bother the spouse or bed partner, can happen with restless legs. In fact, most restless leg patients have them, but they also occur with many drugs and other disorders, so they're not specific for restless legs. And, you know, not diagnostic of it. Helpful, but not diagnostic. Typically, patients can self-diagnose by just knowing the symptoms of this weird feeling in their legs at rest, especially at bedtime, and they have to move their legs. So typically when they see that description, they can self-diagnose.
Mark, could you, and we'll put you on the spot here, can you give us your gold standard suggested treatment for someone with restless legs? We've mentioned iron, and there's a folate issue as well, but is there a go-to that you would start a person on? How would you go about that?
Okay, if you're saying someone's tried kind of the non-pharmacologic treatments and has significant restless legs that's not responding and troublesome, the go-to treatment for me is in the gabapentin class of drugs.
Okay. And do you find that that works well in spite of potentially adverse effects that can worry people?
You know, if tolerated well, the two drugs that you have available in Australia are the gabapentin, which comes under different brand names, and another drug, pregabalin, which probably works better because it's better absorbed. Again, if tolerated, these drugs can work really well.
Okay.
So we've got this idea of how to help this, but obviously it's more about long-term research and finding out, like any ailment, any modern-day ailment, finding out, you know, what are their contributing factors. What research is being done? I mean, obviously I'm very interested when it comes to diet, but is there something to do with our lifestyle, our exercise? Is there something to do with a mental element supporting as well?
There's actually quite a bit of research that's been done. We find that regular mild to moderate exercise helps restless legs, but strangely enough, vigorous exercise can trigger it.
Interesting.
We also find lifestyle, the more sedentary your lifestyle is, the more chance you have of having restless legs.
Which unfortunately is so many people these days.
Well, as they get older, I suppose, Mark, as well, which is an issue. And there are so many people that take multiple medications, so their risk just goes up, doesn't it?
Exactly. Between the risks of the multiple medications, getting older, becoming more sedentary, and that's probably why we see the peak of restless legs occurring in the 50s and 60s.
Okay. Interesting.
Very fascinating topic. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Dr. Mark. Appreciate that. Dr. Mark Buchfuhrer joining us from Stanford Uni in California. If you want to find out a little bit more as well, the Brain Foundation has a website where you can access more info, simply brainfoundation.org.au as well. 131873 is our number. We might take a couple of calls. Leg-related they are indeed. Robert is first up, joining us here on the House of Wellness. Hi there, Robert.
Good morning, everyone. How are you?
Good morning.
Fine, Robert.
I'm just making some inquiries. I have problems with my legs swelling.
Yes.
Told it's a lymphedema, and I have also been told that there is a product on the market, Paravan Fort, that helps reduce the swelling in feet and ankles and things like that. I just wanted some idea of what it's okay, because I'm unable to wear stockings. As soon as I wear the stockings, the compression stockings, I break out in blisters and
you poor thing.
Things like that.
Robert, part of the challenge is trying to find out and isolate what the underlying cause is, be it just poor circulation in your lower legs, be it medicine-related, if a lot of the blood pressure products that are prescribed can cause pooling of fluid in your lower legs. Look, Paravan, which I thought it had disappeared from the market, but look, it's really for varicose veins and things, Robert. It will do you no harm if you wanted to give it a try.
Well, the I've just had a lot of the veins super glued up in my legs by a surgeon to force the flow up the other veins in my legs. Plus, I've had a lot of nerve problem because I've had a spine fusion and the nerves never came back online again.
Okay. And are those people that are involved in your care, are they talking to one another so they can try and isolate what the underlying cause is?
No, they're not. And the last time I went to the surgeon that did my legs basically sort of said, everything's okay there, I'll see you next year in March.
Well, that's lovely, but it's not helping much, is it? No, I'd get your GP. I'd get your GP involved a lot more, Robert, because he probably is the centralising signpost that gets all these people together. He's the one that refers you off. So I'd be writing out a list of questions and submitting them to him and just get some answers, and good luck.
Our experts are here for your help this morning. 131873 is our number here at the House of Wellness. We'll take some more calls after this quick break. Back in a sec.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. This week, Swiss vitamins and skincare are half price. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Do you experience muscle cramps? Well, try the Caruso's Super Magnesium range from Chemist Warehouse. Now, the range includes Caruso's Super Magnesium 240 tablets, topical cream and Super Magnesium Power. With six forms of magnesium to assist absorption, it helps relieve muscle spasms and cramping, plus it provides support for healthy cardiovascular function too. Try the new size Caruso's Super Magnesium 240 tablets from just $47.99. Always read the label, of course, follow the directions for use, and if symptoms persist, talk to your health professional. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Zoe's going to jump into the kitchen for us in just a sec for something delicious and nutritious. But to your calls we go now, 131873. Ian's been standing by with some restless legs issues as well. Welcome to the House of Wellness, Ian.
How are you all?
We're well, Ian. How can we help you?
I have been speaking with Gerald quite a bit about my conditions, and things are coming along well. I have deep vein thrombosis, which is improving a lot, recovering from a hip replacement, and I'm the worst person in the world to sleep with. That's sleep,
yes.
In that I am restless.
Yes. Okay.
I've had socks thrown at me, things thrown at me through the decades. Stop snoring, stop moving, stop.
Mm. But as we know, Ian, these are involuntary movements, and sadly, once your legs are involved, restless legs or RLS just seems to be the sort of accompanying thing. Look, from a nutrient, and Dr. Mark mentioned before, iron, non-constipating iron. So you can buy iron in granule form now that you can just eat straight from the packet or mix in water. Folic acid, very important. They're the two nutrients. He mentioned magnesium as well. So they're the three standard things we go to, and that anti-inflammatory diet that Zoe and I refer to constantly, you've just got to really work on that, Ian, and feed yourself as many anti-inflammatory vegetables, particularly, Zoe, hasn't he?
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, the easiest way to kind of go to that type of diet is just to simply look up the Mediterranean diet, because what you have is you have an abundance of information on the internet, but also you have food that's deliciously tasty, because it's one thing asking people to be healthy, but it's when we're not providing tasty food. But as Gerald said, folic acid's so important, and iron, green leafy vegetables, lots of good quality citrus in the diet, beans, legumes. Again, this is such part of a strong part of the Mediterranean diet. If you're eating bread or refined carbohydrates, as Dr. Mark Bookfuhrer said before, what's really important is to not go for the highly processed forms of carbohydrates. So if you want to have rice, maybe, you know, brown rice or even quinoa or frika in the diet. If you're eating legumes, try and hydrate them yourself and make them into something delicious, like my next recipe. Again, pasta, go for the wholemeal variety. Eat less of these foods and lots and lots and lots of good fats in the diet.
Legumes should help your legs. Makes sense, doesn't it?
Very good, Ed.
But I'm bump bump.
Lots of calls re legs today. 131-873 is our number. Rita, we're coming to you right now. Welcome to the House of Wellness.
Morning, Rita.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Now, I'm taking too much amlodipine.
Okay.
It's causing my legs to swell, especially my right one. It gets very swollen, also my feet. You can hardly see my toes. I can't hardly get shoes on. Now, I've got disease in my right kidney. I have a cyst about 3.8 centimetres. And I was wondering if there's anything else that I can take besides amlodipine for blood pressure.
Rita, the medicine you're taking, that and its full name is amlodipine.
Yes.
Now, one of the most common adverse effects of that is swelling of your legs and ankles. So here we've got a medication, and there's got to be some other options, surely. Here's a medication that's causing the underlying issue. So you need to write down all those how annoying this is, and then present them to your GP.
Mm-hmm.
And there are other medications. A lot of the statins for cholesterol can cause aches and pains and swelling in your legs as well. But that blood pressure one, Rita, is the one worth talking about. So I wouldn't be too fussed in trying to find something to add in there to try and fix it without addressing the underlying cause.
Okay.
A problem, and this is so important. You said at the start of the show, if you've got issues with medications, there are so many issues that we dismiss, but we've got to write down, and then you say to the doctor, these are what I'm experiencing, what other options do I have?
Also, at the top of the show, we mentioned some of the American research suggesting around 5 out of every 100 people might suffer at some point from a restless leg syndrome. We think perhaps that's quite a conservative figure, and our calls today reflecting that.
Yes.
We have another one touching on it. Myra joins us right now. Good morning,
Myra.
Good morning to you, Myra.
Morning.
I have restless leg syndrome, and I've had it for about 20 years, and I have very, very good results from a medication called Cifrol.
Yes,
now,
fine.
If I don't have the Cifrol, the restless leg syndrome kicks in during the early afternoon. So I take one tablet about 1 o'clock in the afternoon and another one about 4 o'clock, and then I'm right for 24 hours. For some reason, it never starts in the morning. It's always in the PM. And so this keeps it under control. But prior to that, I was having large doses of magnesium, which helped a little bit. I have a sensible diet, very few processed foods. And I said to my daughters, if I'm ever in a situation where I can't control my own medication, I'd rather go without my pain medication because I have fibromyalgia than my Cifrol. Because
complex,
you cannot,
Morrison.
It is. But I'm I don't think I have any side effects from the Cifrol, and
well, that's
I'm very
wonderful.
Glad that I have it. But I still think, you know, people should have a very sensible diet, lots of magnesium, and very little processed food. Yes.
The medication, Myra, that you mentioned is involved in the production of dopamine, which is one of the neurotransmitters in our body. And when you're taking, and I get lots of calls and emails from people taking that who struggle with the adverse events, but I think what you've got to do is with your doctor, play around with the dose to have a dose which is going to give you relief without really causing too many other issues. But as we've talked about, the anti-inflammatory actions, folate-rich, iron-rich, magnesium-rich options in your diet are going to help overall the results as you get older, which is wonderful.
Thank you for sharing, Myra. Appreciate that. If you can't get through to us this morning, our calls are quite busy. They're flowing freely. There is an Ask tab at the top of our website. Simply hit houseofwellness.com.au. Look for the Ask tab, and you can reach Gerald that way as well. Well, let's leap across to the recipe tab that's on our website as well. Nutritious to delicious, we call it. And you're doing something with a Middle Eastern flavour and wonderful health benefits as well this morning, Sally.
I just love Middle Eastern food because it is so abundant in flavour. So this dish is actually a hummus, which I'm going to add turmeric to, because again, we know the amazing effects of curcumin, which is the active component of turmeric, anti-inflammatory. The colour looks great. It's a very oppressive colour to actually add to food as well. But this is a kawama. So what that actually is I'm going to make a bit of hummus, which is a very simple. If you're someone who's maybe a little bit more intimidated by a lot of cooking, you could always buy a pre-packet hummus and add some turmeric into it. We then put a minced meat, beautiful, with lots of spices and herbs in it as well. Garlic. We've got our beautiful tahini I'm going to add into that hummus as well. Cumin, coriander, just cinnamon. I just love these flavours. Just basically saute that, put a bit of heat through the meat, put that on the bed of the hummus, and then it's all about the topping. I love putting things like pomegranates, beautiful amount of vitamin C, mint, that fragrant, fresh flavour as well. And then you could either just put some toasted pita bread on the side. And this is the kind of dish where people would mainly have it for lunch.
Yep.
But again, it's a lovely accompaniment to other dishes. So a big, beautiful salad with that. You might do some other beautiful vegetarian dishes. An eggplant dish would go deliciously with this. But it's full of flavour. Really delicious and good for you. And again, it's not that complicated, but comes across very impressive.
You can make a lot of it and have some more the next day.
It's the kind of thing that saves really, really well.
Oh, love it. All right. The recipe tab is where you can find the breakdown of all the ingredients that you'll need for that nutritious to delicious creation from our healthy chef, Zoe Bingley-Pullen. Have a look at our website, houseofwellness.com.au. We've got more of your calls lined up. We'll get to those right after this quick break.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. This week, Swiss vitamins and skincare are half price. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
We still have the A to Z of vitamins to come here on the House of Wellness with Gerald. That's on the way soon. But are you fed up to the teeth with your toothpaste? Try Colgate Optic White Stainless White from Chemist Warehouse. The Colgate Optic White toothpaste range are the only toothpaste that contain the whitening ingredient dentists use. With continued use, it effectively removes dark stains like coffee and tea and soft drink for a whiter, brighter smile. Used twice daily with regular brushing, Colgate Optic White Stainless White helps to maintain a whiter smile. And right now, Colgate Optic White Stainless White 85 gram is $9.49 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Our experts, Zoe Bingley-Pullen and Gerald Quigley, are here for your calls. Steve, we're coming to you in Footscray this morning. Welcome along. You're next up.
Hi, Steve.
Good morning, guys. How you going?
Morning.
Gerald,
how can we help?
Morning. I'm almost 50. The last couple of years when I go to a tropical climate, I develop a really severe heat rash. It gets to the point where I won't even go down and use the pool because I look like a leper.
Ooh.
I end up using Telfast and Stellaston 0.02% cream to try to subdue it. Is it worth me preloading on the Telfast a week before we go? And is there anything else I can use? Because it does get really severe. It cracks, it blisters, it bleeds. It just looks really terrible.
Oh, and it's really heat involved. So we've got a generalised rash, Steve, not hives. So not blotches, but really just generalised.
Well, I've seen a dermatologist and a couple of other pharmacists, both in Australia and overseas, and they seem to think it's hives, and that's why they're putting me on the Telfast. But I'm not 100% certain that that's what it is.
No,
I've never had it before. It's only developed the last. I've lived in tropical climates, but it starts within about 3 or 4 days of being, you know, whether it's Bali, Thailand, Vanuatu, and it prolongs and it stays for 2 or 3, sometimes 4 weeks when I come home.
Now, the Celestone cream that you're using needs to be used sparingly. You can certainly use it without a problem at all a couple of times a day. That's to bring things back under control. The Telfast you can take, Steve, because it interferes with the release of histamine from mast cells, so you're blocking that release, whatever the underlying cause is. There's another antihistamine, which I think is even more effective. It's called quercetin, that you can buy from your pharmacy. Very effective, and maybe hold the Telfast for when the quercetin doesn't give you adequate control. But there's no, you've identified the trigger, Steve, and avoiding the trigger, which you can't do, is the only way around it. There's no other magic solution, whatever the reason is. If it gets dry, when it starts to settle and it gets dry, there are a number of product ranges, one called Avene, A-V-E-N-E, which you can buy overseas as well as Australia. They have a lipid replenishing range, which will get your skin back to as near normal as possible.
And he did
but
query,
that's really about it.
Is there a preemptive strike he can take in anticipation of going.
Well, that's
somewhere
what you take the antihistamine for.
Before either
the so the quercetin load up with, keep the Telfast in reserve to add on top, Steve, and that's the loading. But otherwise, come to cool Melbourne. We're not quite so tropical.
He's always selling Melbourne.
Staying
Footscray. Look, the other thing also to take into consideration, obviously when we do go on holidays, our diet does change and we are more likely to eat more inflaming foods, particularly alcohol. So minimise your alcohol, and obviously if you, you know, when you are eating foods, even you know, those hotter climatic type foods sometimes might not work. So cooler foods, lots of fruits and vegetables in the diet, lots of natural anti-inflammatories in the diet, coconut water, keep your body as hydrated as you possibly can through this period as well. And again, we definitely, I mean, obviously we talk about anti-inflammatories, even taking some extra fish oils before you go and through the period of time, some turmeric I think can't help.
Great suggestions. Erna, we're coming to you in Dingley this morning. Hello.
Morning, Erna.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. I've got a problem. I have lost my taste after having a cold for the last 3 months. Been taking a lot of cough medication and now lost my taste the last 3 weeks. I can't taste anything anymore. The water tastes sour. So I hope someone can help me, please.
Yeah, sure. Erna, this is very serious when you lose your sense of taste, and with that is smell. Now, the mineral involved here, Erna, is zinc. The part of your brain that controls taste and smell needs a fair supply of zinc, and most of us have low levels, so get a zinc supplement and get stuck into it. Your pharmacy will have that. And it's worth also clearing out your nasal passages with a saline irrigation without a preservative, Erna. So you're clearing the pipes, you're supporting your brain, and that means that things will return within a number of weeks. So be patient, but it will come back. And if the water tastes lousy, squeeze a bit of lemon juice into it.
And as we know, Gerald, zinc is for so many other beneficial reasons. It's part of serotonin pathways. It's a part of immune function. When you are trying to, once you get your levels of zinc back up, you can do something called a zinc tally test, which is you get a liquid zinc, you wash it around your mouth, and that if it tastes like someone's put cotton wool in your mouth, that's an indicator that your zinc levels are low. So once you've taken the zinc, that can be your own little personal test to see what's going on. But how we actually make sure our zinc levels don't go down is that we eat a diet high in zinc. So the obvious ones is lots of seafood and shellfish, lean meat in the diet, but remember nuts and seeds, good quality dairy product, eggs and good quality whole grains are going to be a really good supporting way to get extra zinc in your diet.
Well, that zinc test is horrendous,
isn't it? It's horrendous,
I've been your guinea pig for that. It's, cotton wool is right. Doesn't do it justice, that description.
No, that's true.
Good luck, Erna. Lena, we're coming to you now. Good morning. It's the House of Wellness at your service.
Good morning, Lena.
It's Nina, actually.
Nina?
Good morning.
We got a typo. My bad. Sorry about that.
How can we help, Nina? Just in reference to the restless legs, I had a hip replacement 3 years ago and suffered badly, whether it was because of the spinal anaesthetic, they brought it on, but had no sleep at all. And the only relief I'd get is when I'd get out of bed. I started Googling and reading up for ages about all this, and came across the fact if you use lavender soap in the foot of your bed, and I thought, well, I've got nothing to lose. I'll give this one a try because it was shocking. And yes, I started using the soap. Took about a couple of weeks to work, and I actually left it in my bed for a good 6 months and then removed it, but it actually did help. Lavender soap in the foot of your bed. And Dr. Oz.
Yes, that's where I've read it. That's fine.
He actually swore by it.
Yeah. There will be people, there will be cynics this morning rolling their eyes back thinking, oh, hello, you know, what's going on here? but you know what? You've got to feel sorry for them, Nina, because if it works for you, so be it. And, you know, you hear of people putting corks in their bed for doing, and then they say, well, it works. And I think that we would be very unwise to dismiss that as silly. So well done. And whatever works for you, terrific. And if it gives you quality sleep, more power to you.
At the very least, you have a beautiful smelling bed, don't you?
Yeah, and you've got clean feet because there's a cake of soap.
Quite right. To Albert Park we go now. Margaret, it is your turn here on the House of Wellness. Hello.
Hello, Margaret.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to give you my solution for restless legs.
Yes.
I got onto this during the night. If I got up and had milk and cereal because I was hungry, within about half an hour, the restless legs would begin. Okay. And I've got on to the fact that you need to reduce the amount of meat that you eat after about 4 p.m. of an afternoon.
Mm. Yes. And did that work for you, Margaret?
Yes, I think just reducing the amount of protein seems to be the answer for me.
And I did, Dr. Mark, when we spoke to him before, just referred to it in passing, but there's been a lot of work done for people with celiac and restless legs. So there's a wheat involvement as well.
Mm.
So look, we don't have a solution for it that's ideal, but we're starting to understand it. And this is, as you so rightfully suggest, you've just got to try everything possible. And I've just found the study here, 6 months of a gluten-free diet, restless leg syndrome's improved in 50% of the people that were in the trial. Look, some people aren't prepared to go to that. But if you found your solution, Margaret, well done.
And Margaret, there are a lot of studies now that look at a vegetarian diet for lots of anti-inflammatory purposes. Mm-hmm. Now, particularly when we actually are digesting. So you think about nighttime, that's when the liver and the gallbladder, everything's trying to work so hard to process and break down food whilst you sleep. So by minimising the type of foods that actually can cause more processing, so for example, red meat or fish or chicken, it can only actually help with us. And also at night, that is when what's called C-reactive protein steps in. So that's when our natural inflammatory markers come up. So often people do find that they're more likely to be inflamed at nighttime. So I think that's a great thing that you've done.
Excellent. Thank you to our experts. We'll take a little break. Coming back with more of the A to Z of Vitamins next here on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. This week, Swiss vitamins and skincare are half price. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Well, one of the great gifts in our medical and herbal and culinary world is that of turmeric. We find it in many forms, but we're focusing on it today in the A to Z of Vitamins.
We underrate it so much, Ed, and Zoe and I speak about it often, because as we're living older, we're more active. Someone who's aging gracefully like you, Ed, can benefit enormously with the exercise you do from supporting your joints with an ongoing anti-inflammatory benefit of what turmeric does. So we're saying keep mobile. We are living longer. We want to be moving and be active all the time. And look at it like servicing a car. You're just maintaining good quality joint health by taking turmeric in an easily absorbable form. And probably the evidence seems to say that if you're going to take it as a supplement, look at a water-soluble extract.
I'll take that as a compliment, Zoe. Aging gracefully, he said, on the record. The A to Z of Vitamins brought to us by Caruso's Natural Health Turmeric. All right, the Victoria Police Veteran Benefit Card has launched. It's got some great advantages for our wonderful retired policemen and police women through Victoria. What are the details of that, Gerald?
Well, this is a Victorian initiative, Ed, and hopefully it'll spread nationally. But bear in mind that, you know, police to have a very difficult and challenging job, serve our community every day. They need our support, whether they're serving or they've retired. And if we're going a small way of doing that, well done, Chemist Warehouse, and a great initiative.
All right, quickly.
Yes.
A winning caller
the winner
today.
The winner today, Ed and Zoe, is Rita from Redfern, who once again highlighted the challenges of taking a medication, recognising there's an adverse effect there that can upset your quality of life completely. Thank you, Rita. Winner of the $100 Chemist Warehouse gift voucher.
Thank you for all our calls today. Thank you, Zoe, for
being
with us. It's nice to have you back. Gerald, thanks as always.
Thank you, Ed. Thank you, Zoe. Great to see you.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend, everyone. We'll be back with more health tips to help you get well, stay well, live well, and look fabulous next Sunday on the House of Wellness.